Hello, listener, and you're welcome back to another episode of Evie Unbounded. As always, I'm your loving host, Evie Jane, and this is my podcast about showcasing individuals who are breaking down barrier. We are real and unbounded in this space. Today's guest is an individual who transcends her life and her business into a more spiritual space. She has walked so many avenues and continued to push forward nothing but positively in the world. My guest today is an actress, writer, artist, certified meditation teacher, which I just found that out, and Reiki practitioner, and obviously crystal expert and entrepreneur. I would love to welcome Courtney, the co-founder of The Urban and The Mystique.
Hi,
Courtney. How are you?
Hi. I'm fantastic. I'm so happy to be here to chat with you.
Yeah, you're welcome to our family. And I just want to thank you for sending me the personalized box, the Phenomenal Woman. I love it. Before we were starting this recording, I was just telling you how much I appreciate that box. It literally was sitting in the centerpiece of in my bedroom. And then I have a crystal on top of it. And I'm looking at it every day. And as you know, like you set your intention in the morning and I do my Zoom meeting pretty much right next to it. So I have to take a picture and I have to show it to you while I display it. And you would be so proud of me.
I love that.
You would be so proud of me.
I already am, even without the picture. And it's so funny that you say that because so many people tell me that they keep these boxes in really special places or somewhere that they will see it all the time. And when I tell you, it makes me want to weep. Nothing could touch my heart more because one of the things that we were doing when we were creating the line was we wanted the sum to be greater than its parts. Mm-hmm. So I think a lot of times we get lost in packaging. Oh, what a pretty bottle, or this box was so lovely, but it also then gets thrown away. Mm-hmm. And because I'm a big old tree hugger, I thought to myself, then how could we create something that won't end up in a landfill to make it a special keepsake item, which is why we put so much work and detail and the ability to personalize those oak boxes that contain everything so that it's not, yes, it's packaging, but it's more so that keepsake box that's going to house everything or that you will keep in a special location in your house, your vanity, your bedroom. And so when I hear that, it makes me so excited.
Well, when I first got introduced to your company, it was actually a really close girlfriend of mine. And for my birthday, she actually ordered a box from you for my birthday. So that box, I still kept it and then still in my office. Yep. So, and the one I just got is in my bedroom. So literally my house is filled with stuff.
I love that. Two places that I
spend most time. Is all surrounded by your stuff. So thank you.
Of course.
So pleasure. What make you to name the Urban and Mystique? Or can I just shorten and call UNM for short?
We call it UNM, but the full name of the company is The Urban and the Mystique. And I named it that because I am an incredibly spiritual person. If anyone asks, I say, love is my religion. As corny as that sounds, it is absolutely the truth. I love spirituality, intentionality, being mindful, all those yummy hippie things are just right in my wheelhouse.
Yeah.
With that being said, I drive a Range Rover and I live in a lovely home and I have worked my butt off to be able to afford a nice piece of jewelry or whatever, the case may be. Mm-hmm. And the reason I say those two things is because I really feel that they're not mutually exclusive ideas. Like either you're spiritual and live in a cave somewhere with no electricity and two earthly belongings, or you're just this urban, greedy person that wants to take it all. Like I don't necessarily think, I think that's so polarizing. Mm-hmm. Yes, of course, there could be a really, greedy modern day person that wants everything. And then someone who wants to sell everything and live in a ashram and just meditate all day long. And that's great. I want everyone to do what they want to do. But I think most people are like you and me and, Karishma, who works at The Urban and the Mystic, who we were just talking about. Like we discuss this all the time where we want to still have these beautiful, decadent, lovely things in our life, but we also want to have this really rich spiritual life as well.
Correct.
And that is urban and mystic. That is, of course, I'm going to use my phone to text people and to FaceTime with my parents back east, but I'm also going to use my phone to play a guided meditation every morning to make sure that I am starting the a day off on the right foot with the best energy that I can. Do you know what I'm saying? Does that make sense?
Yes. And then I can tell by your product because I wanted to get into more spiritual journey in my life. And, I also have to run business. I'm also a business owner and, I have a 7-year-old. So doing all this stuff, yeah. I work hard. And then, so I also believe that you can practice spirituality and also incorporate that in your reality world, in your real life, right?
Every second of every day.
And I think to be the master of that is you need to learn how to be spiritual in your current reality or this 3D world. And that's what I call the true master, right?
Because Yeah. It's so easy to be calm, cool, and collected when you're in like the perfect environment and everything's going your way. There's that amazing Ram Dass quote that I just die every time I hear. He goes, "If you think you're enlightened, go spend a week with your family."
Oh my God.
It's so good. But that's the thing. Like, it's so easy to be enlightened and in the flow and all that stuff when everything's green lights and all rights. But then when you're in a situation that triggers you, or, there's traffic or, a work project that you'd been working on, it's totally turned on its head and messed up or whatever, the case may be to trigger you. That's the most important time to take a deep breath and recognize there are no mistakes. This is happening for me, not to me. But that doesn't happen overnight. That happens because you have trained that muscle inside of you to react that way.
It's like a Jedi. And,
100%.
Yeah.
And so that really does tie into why I created the company, why I named it what I named it, why we've created each product how we have, so that everyone can see that spirituality and setting intentions and just being super mindful about the way you live your life is so simple. All it takes is commitment, like anything else. It's no different than going to the gym every day.
Yeah, exactly. And were you always into spirituality? I mean, how did you come with this business idea? It's phenomenal. It's great. But
Thank you. Yeah, I always tell people that I'm from New Jersey and I love New Jersey. I'm a proud Jersey girl, but we are not necessarily like the spiritual meditation capital of the country. I moved there. I feel like that's really LA. And I knew I was always like this from, early on in my life, just very spiritually inclined. I would, be in my family's home, where I grew up, and I would talk to all the plants and I would
you were doing that.
Always. I would tell things to my grandmother. My grandma's like, "How do you know that?" I'm like, "God told me." Like, I just was a very sensitive, kind of intuitive kid. And as I grew up and, I went to an acting conservatory for college and I professionally modeled before that, through like middle school and high school and a little bit outside of college. And then with acting, just having that artist journey, it is so uncertain and you need to tether yourself to something so that you don't just feel like you're this atom bopping around aimlessly on the planet, or at least I did. And so I started developing a really strong spiritual practice so that I could know, even though I wasn't sure where my next paycheck was going to come from, I knew that I was going to be taken care of. I knew that things were going to be okay. Cause otherwise my anxiety
would. Just build that trust. Okay.
Yeah. And it's like, they say there's two like dogs, whichever one you feed is the one that's going to live. Like I wanted to feed the animal that was calming me down and making me feel like everything was going to be okay, as opposed to the one that's barking, being like, "Girl, you are going to be out of this apartment. You are not going to be able to afford it." I really wanted to be mindful about putting my energy towards things that made me feel good. And through the process of that, I just started developing a really strong meditation practice, a love for crystals. I got trained to be a Reiki practitioner, just doing things that fed my soul. And then I realized, there's something to this. There's a way to really package it in a stunning way so that people that aren't necessarily spiritually inclined, or maybe they are spiritually inclined, but they've never created a practice for themselves, they would still stop and look at the product because it's so beautiful and so different than anything
and
that they've seen.
It is, not because I really loved it, because you can use it as a decoration piece, and that's what I'm doing with your box.
Totally. Yeah. And I say to everybody, I go, everybody is a crystal person. They just don't know it yet, because it doesn't matter. For my money, it doesn't matter if you believe that rose quartz is the stone of unconditional love. Mm-hmm. All that matters is that if someone gave you our love bowl, okay, it's a really beautiful pink shaped, heart-shaped pink onyx bowl filled with rose quartz, which is the stone of unconditional love. Now, if your best friend gave that to you, every time you look at it, you feel her love or his love or their love.
And then the stone felt it when you're even just saying that. Seriously.
Right? Mm-hmm. And then you are feeling the intention of the stone, the energetic properties of it. And then the stone can do its work. So you just have to find your entry point with spirituality and crystals. And maybe it's, you know, you bought a piece of rose quartz that you don't necessarily believe it's the stone of unconditional love yet, but you're willing to say, every time I look at that, it's my reminder to come from love or to be more open to love. And then again,
openness.
You just have that little crack for the light to get through. And then the stone will start doing its work. So I just, long story short, I just recognized that if I could package it in a really beautiful way to catch people's attention, to get their eye, then if I could, you know, all of our boxes come with these custom card inserts that explain to you what you received. And here's a really practical, easy way for you to use these things in your everyday life.
Yes.
Because here's the bottom line in life. If it feels good, you're going to do it again. And you're going to do it again and again and again. And then you're going to tell people about it. And so I knew if I could make people feel good doing these little rituals, people's lives would change and their hearts would feel so full and they would get something from it. And so now they would have an emotional experience and this beautiful object in their home. And then they would want to tell people about it. And that's really, that's been my intention since day one. And it's really how the company's grown.
Yeah. I receive a birthday box from your company through my really, like I said earlier, my close girlfriend. And I don't know if you remember, it was the Pink Moon recently. I think it was like last month or something like that. We actually like took it off the crystal that came with the box. And then we like the intention that I wrote in the little bottle.
Yeah.
And it was just, it's, I just have to trust that it's going to, whatever I send out there, going to come true. But I also love the practice, what we did during that ceremony. It was just, you know, under the beautiful moonlight, and then we just reading our intention, and it just felt really, it's surrender. I think that's what it was.
Yes. I love that.
Calmness. Yeah.
Yeah, because at a certain point, it's like, you know, when you see a little kid who's so excited to hand their parent a flower and they've just held it so tightly, they've crushed it. We can do that with what we're trying to manifest because we just, of course, like bless all of our hearts for this, that we want it so badly that you can kind of crush it. And there is magic in the surrender because you know how they always say we're co-creating?
Yeah.
I know that can sound so hippie and maybe outside of people's comfort zones, but really make that make sense for whatever you believe. You are not doing anything on your own. You weren't created by yourself. Your life doesn't exist. No man is an island.
Yeah.
We need, even if you live the most insulated life, you still are existing because the electric company exists or someone created solar panels and put them on your house. Do you know what I mean? Like it is a collective thing, life.
Yeah.
It's a team sport. And so when we can understand that on a manifestation level of, okay, I have to surrender. I have to release this because that's how someone else gets to do their job.
Right. And when once you surrender, and that's why your box is beautiful because during the ceremony, we have all the little, the glass bottle with the red line, and then, you know, and we have the little candle, which it smells so good. And it,
oh, thank you. I know. I love that candle.
It's just part of the experience. It's really, you can make into ceremonial, which is very calming.
Yeah. And what I think is really great is the way we crafted everything is it can meet you wherever you are on your spiritual journey.
Yeah.
So someone like you who loves the, you know, rituals and ceremony, and you've done this before, you can go as deep as you want with it. If it's someone that's new to the world of spirituality and being intentional, you can just dip your toe in it and see how it feels.
Yeah. Oh, you understand what I mean? It's so beautiful. Yeah,
totally. And I just think there's something, you know, it's your brain, your body, your spirit doesn't know the difference between actually having something and the feeling of having that thing, right? We've heard that 1,000 times. It was in The Secret. It's in Joe Dispenza talks about it. Everybody touches on this. Why? Because it's the truth.
Yeah.
So when you're able to really use these crystals or whatever else is in the box, the candle, the Palo Santo, the journals, to just sit in the energy of calling in love or manifesting your birthday wish or just celebrating yourself for a job well done on, you know, we have this celebration box that is one of the most spectacular ways to celebrate someone, if not the most spectacular way, at least for $125 it is.
Wow. So
you get the box and it's an onyx bowl and it's filled with 14 different mini crystals. And what you do is, let's say it was, you know, a milestone birthday for you. I would put the bowl filled with crystals on the table and everyone at the dinner table would take a crystal. And what you would do is you would put it, you start off by putting it in your non-dominant hand because energetically that's what you receive with. And I would say, from being friends with you over the last decade, I have learned what it truly means to be a selfless person. Uh-huh. And so everyone goes around the table and says basically what you have given them. And then you switch the crystal to your dominant hand because that's what you give with. And then you go back around the table and you would say, you know, and on your 40th birthday, I just want to give you every ounce of my love in the way that you've given me your love, or I want to give you all the courage in the world to continue chasing your dreams, or whatever it is. And I've actually done it with people. I've been in the room, whether it's been my friend's birthday or someone else has done it, and I've just witnessed it. And there is not a dry eye in the house because now you have this moment that existed of, let's say it now. Like, why do we wait till people die to eulogize them? You eulogize your life with every deed you do as you live. And so it's so important, I think, to tell people that while they're here.
Yeah.
And so now you've got this experience and then you have this physical representation that every time you pass it, you will remember that night where all of your loved ones came around to celebrate you.
My heart just opened.
I love that.
Okay. That I wanted to do that, but I don't want to wait till my birthday.
Like, well, you don't have to, girl.
This is great. Well, is this your favorite box then? Because you have so many different boxes, right?
You know, it's so, we do. We have a lot of different boxes. We've got an oak line of boxes, which is what you've received a few times. Uh-huh. Our bundles, which are fantastic. And they're really, really, like, you can't beat the price points. You can engrave them. And they've got the ability to just kind of be an evergreen catch-all gift, whether you're doing the Morocco bundle or the LA bundle or any of, you know, the things in between. We are just launching a line of bags, which I'm super excited about. We're doing a meditation bag, a fertility bag, a school bag, get well soon, sleep.
Fertility bag would be great because, you know, we have invited a lot of guests and who are expert in that space that having difficulty with fertility and, you know, they're really craving for creating family. That would be a great bag for people.
You know, it was interesting because I have a friend who she had tried to get pregnant for years and years and years, and she was in her 20s and it just wasn't happening. And so finally her husband and her, they had been together since college. And they said, you know what? I get that we're young, you know, we're 28, 29 years old, but we really wanted to start our family 5 years ago. And we've been trying for about 7 years and nothing's happened. So let's get a surrogate. And they did. And it was successful and that's amazing. And as soon as the surrogate gets pregnant and the pressure was off, she gets pregnant. And I have two friends that has happened
sometimes
to.
Sometimes the pressure.
And so I do think there is something, of course, I love modern medicine and having that help journey as well. But I think that it is equally as important to be in a headspace of, like you just said, of surrender. Of release, of taking the pressure off of you.
Courtney, we need you to talk more about that in our blog because our company Hera, you know, is helping people in the fraternity space. And I talked to many women and couple that have been wanting to create family and have such a hard time. You'd be great for it. And they should
anytime.
Definitely look at that. Yeah.
But you know, it's interesting to answer your question though, of what my favorite product is. I think it is going to coincide with one of the bags that we're releasing. So I'm a massive animal lover. And you know, when you have an animal, you know, they cross the rainbow bridge. It happens. I have told all of my animals, they're never allowed to die until I am dead, but I know that's ridiculous. And so we are launching as part of that bag series, a rainbow bridge bag. So it crosses over the rainbow bridge. They can create like a little, you know, just moment in their home or on their desk or wherever to have a picture frame with their picture in it, a candle, a crystal with the animal's name engraved on it. And in the card, it just kind of teaches you how to set a moment so that you can just sit with the love of that you had with that animal. And then also that it ties into our bereavement box, which is our number one selling oak box. And it's hard to play favorites, but it might be my favorite box because I really think that it helps people in a very deep way at maybe your biggest time of need, mm-hmm. when you've lost someone. Yeah. And I also know there is absolutely nothing on earth that is like it. It is so special and helps you move through your grief in a way that nothing else does. And that I'm really proud of that one.
No, I totally understand that, because my girlfriend, a close girlfriend of mine, is actually a therapist for passing away for people who had to go do the other side.
Yeah.
And you're right. There's not that many stuff out there that help people going through that period, which is really tough. So I'm glad that you came up with that, actually. So is it out yet, or when do we expect?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So the bereavement box is out. That one's been out for years. That's probably our best-selling oak box. And then the Rainbow Bridge bag will be launched by the end of this week.
Oh, okay. Yep. I'm looking forward to it. Okay. So that's your favorite. There's so many things I wanted to look into. I definitely wanted to get that birthday, the birthday stone one. But I wanted to do it.
The birthday box is so good.
I want to do it not even just for birthday. I want to do it just even for like a girl get together, a good friend getting together, right?
So, well, we say that on the card in the box. Like, we look at that. So the crystal that comes in the birthday box is a clear quartz point.
Okay.
And that in the crystal world is known as, it's an energy amplifier and a master manifestor, master healer, because you can program it to have any intention you want. So if it is a physical healing, an emotional healing, calling something into your life. And so this is how we say it helps you make your birthday wish come true, because you sit with the intention and we tell you to sit with the crystal in your non-dominant hand, because that's what you receive with, and to feel the receiving of the influx of money or clients, or, you know, if you're trying to manifest a significant other, a child, whatever it is. And that's how you program that crystal. And we say it's the modern day birthday candle, because it never blows out, because you can use it for more wishes. You can just clear it and then use it again and again and again.
Got it. Oh, I'm looking forward to it. I'm so excited.
You know what you will love when it comes out at the end of the week? Our meditation bag.
Okay.
It's going to be a really good one. All the bags are under $100, and this one comes with an eye mask. We designed it to have a little pocket on your third eye, so you can slip the crystal right in there to help
keep
in your meditation. It's got an essential oil in there to just help calm your central nervous system. And it's so good. That one is going to, we've been selling it and it hasn't even been up on the site yet. That's how I know that one is going to be a crazy success.
By just talking to you, and then I can feel your, feel you, I can tell this is your passion. This is your calling.
Very much so.
This business is perfect for you.
Yeah. Because you want to know why there's something, you know, when you're an artist, it's very hard to have like a goalpost, because it seems like it's constantly being moved, because maybe you don't get a job because you're taller than the person they cast as your romantic partner. And for years, they thought that was taboo. The significant other always had to be taller, you know, nonsense things that don't make sense in real life, but they do it in the movie. And with being an entrepreneur, even though it's incredibly hard and it is not for the faint of heart on any level, as you know, there is something. Okay, if I get up every day and do something to work for this goal, there will be a shift. And there's a part of my soul that loves that tangible nature of this work. And then it also is married with the spirituality of making people feel loved or celebrated or healing through their grieving process. And that those two together just make me so excited.
I can tell that you're so passionate about your business, and I can see that it's a great integration of both what you love and your purpose. So I think that's the best thing for anybody when they wanted to come up with a business idea, or they wanted to do something. That's what you're supposed to look for. Something you can wake up in the morning and say, you know, you want to do something and you love it. You know, like, it's not like, oh my God, I have to go back to the office.
You must. It's truly a non-negotiable if you're going to start your own company, I think, because you've got the hours it is, you know, when they say like, it's like having a baby, and granted, I don't have a child, so I can't just 100% assert if it's the same thing, but it's very similar in the sense that the hours never stop. There are days where you don't know what to do. You're wondering if you're screwing everything up, but this is something that you wanted so badly. And it takes all of your attention, specifically in the first, I think, 5 years of the company. It's just an infant.
What was your biggest challenge when you first started UNM?
Oh my God. Everyone thought like, what? How about this? Let me take this back. Cause I was going to say, everyone thought I was crazy. They didn't think I was crazy in the sense of, you know, people that know me know I'm a very well thought out person and I go with my heart, but like, I'm also looking at things from, you know, logistics and how do you do this? And I very much put together a solid game plan before I leap off the cliff. With that being said, it's not like I was going into something that had intellectual property associated with it, or nobody does what we do. We created a completely new product in the market space, and that is a blessing, but there's also a massive challenge that goes with that. So to answer the question, it's really when you were in the beginning stages of the company trying to explain to people, so they're crystal-based gift boxes. And people are like, what the hell does that mean? And then I just started saying, no, we are modern gifting. Basically, we just help people gift with intention, because it's not important to me, at least, to lead with something that might confuse someone or might automatically make them feel on the outside, oh, I don't understand crystals, or I don't know what any of this means. You don't have to. It's literally, you know, spirituality for dummies over here. I made each product so that my mother in New Jersey could understand all of them, gift them to her friends. Her friends would get it and gift it to their friends. I wanted to cast the widest net because the people that already get this stuff, they're already our clients. Do you know what I mean? I don't need to preach to the converted. It's the people that have been interested in, you know, just carving out some time for themselves, maybe getting a little bit deeper into their spirituality or gifting something that truly shows they care, as opposed to the generic gifts that we've all sent before, you know?
Right.
So I wanted to make sure I was casting a really wide net, but in that there was this massive level of education that needed to be done because no one had ever seen any of this before. So that was definitely the biggest struggle. But what's great about that is now that we're over the hump, then we're the go-to place to get things like this. So it was a harder climb, but the view from the mountaintop is better, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no. Well, for me it does, but I think that's a great idea, Ashley, how it's business planning is that you can't just find a niche, and you're right, there's nothing like this. So you create a marketplace that was never done before.
Yes.
And you also cover, it's not just the niche, because you've actually make it easy. Like you said, people who's not in the spiritual practice would still enjoy receiving this box because it's beautiful. And you do put instruction card, and you also make the card look very pretty.
Thank you. Yeah, we eat with our eyes first.
Yeah. And then the instruction is actually really simple, and it's actually really pretty to look at. So it is a good gift box. I mean, you know, even in corporate or friends, you send box, or what kind of box you send normally, right? Flower or strawberry, chocolate. This is, to me, is actually better because you, like you said, you can leave it, you can displace it. It's something you look pretty to look at. So even if you don't practice using the stone, just living there, it still look pretty and you remember it.
Oh, absolutely. And that's why I think we've been really successful with corporate gifting, because it's such a great way for a company to gift something incredibly thoughtful so that every time you look back at this box, you're like, oh, you know, we do a lot of work with the hotel chain, the Ritz-Carlton. Mm-hmm. And every time you would look back at that box that the Ritz-Carlton gave you when you checked in, you remember being so well taken care of in this time where you had this beautiful vacation with people that you loved. So whether you recognize it or not, it's the best marketing for a company because it reminds them of what a beautiful job you did when they were in your presence or when you were at their company retreat or, you know, whatever the gift was for.
So can the people personalize the box if they want a certain thing? Can they email the company and request to make the personalized for them?
Yeah. So what we tell people is, you know, we've got a whole line of pre-curated gifts. And of course, things that you can gift yourself. You know, our bowls are really great to gift yourself, the tranquility bowl, the protection bowl, stuff like that. And actually the bags as well, when those come out, I would personally buy the meditation bag for myself. That's, I think, an amazing gift for yourself. But yeah, you can email us and say, and people do this all the time, say, you know, hey, I love the heart healing box. My friend just lost her mother. She's having a very hard time kind of moving through the pain. Mm-hmm. But I also loved the bereavement box. Is there any way to add the rose quartz angel from the bereavement box to the heart healing box? That's mostly what we do. But there are people that say, you know, I want to spend X amount of money and I want it to be totally custom. And the only caveat with that is those custom insert cards are only in the pre-curated boxes, not the...
Got it.
If you did completely custom. But then, you know, if you're doing a bigger project, so we do everything from, you know, the party favors for a baby shower to, you know, big, you know, we did a product release for Lana Del Rey, the singer.
Yeah.
So then if we're doing completely custom, of course, then we can absolutely do custom insert cards and you can write a note to everyone on it. So we can get very detail oriented and how custom we can do things.
How you start your day? I mean, because with all the stuff you need to do, and you know, and I know you practice meditation too. How do you start your day? How's your day like?
Oh my God, it's so funny you say that because we're new on TikTok, and I posted my morning routine on TikTok because I love it so much, and I feel like it really helps anchor me in a day where you really don't always know what's coming.
Okay. Because, audience, check her out on TikToks if you wanted to know how her day is like. And then she just said that's very helpful. Okay. So how is your day like?
So I always, always, always wake up and first things first, my meditation teacher says it's RPM, rise, pee, meditate. Cause you know, when you first wake up in the morning, you want to be able to do your meditation, but you don't want to be thinking the whole time like I have got to pee.
Yeah.
So I run out of bed, use the restroom, jump back into bed, because I am a firm believer that you should be as comfortable as possible when you're meditating, because it helps you just get into the flow of releasing, not letting that monkey in the cage jump all over the place, as they say. So I will meditate, depending how much time I have, it will be anywhere from 10 minutes to 45 minutes. And then I get up and I will feed my cats, tidy things up. I will light incense and set my intention for the morning. And they say when you burn incense, it carries your wishes and your thoughts to the heavens. And so I'll communicate with my loved ones that have crossed over, and I'll just, you know, maybe ask for something or say, hello, I love you, I miss you. And then I will take Palo Santo, start burning that. And I just kind of let it pass throughout my home while I'm just trying to cover anything in love and light that doesn't belong to me or need to be here. And then just leaving space to usher in all the good vibes, and then usually light a candle and then start the day.
That's beautiful. And how you end the day?
Before the drought was really, really bad, I would always end the day with a bath because I loved the physical and emotional feeling of washing everything off of me. You know, I always think of that analogy of a sink. It's like if you are eating and you're putting a dish in the sink, eating, putting it in the sink, eating, putting it in the sink, eventually you have to clean all that stuff out, or it's just going to be, you're going to wake up the next day and you're going to have a sink full of dishes. Then you're going to have a kitchen full of dishes and you're going to have a house full of dishes. If your thoughts are the same way, you've got to clear them out. You have to let them go, because then you will go to sleep with that loop of all the crap from your day, good, bad, or anywhere in between. It's still noise in there at a certain point. And I love washing that away so that I can go to sleep with, you know, the intention of, I want to, you know, I'll listen to guided meditations to go to sleep, but that's being very aware of the thought that I'm putting in my mind before I go to sleep, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
And then I can wake up with a clean slate.
That's beautiful.
So now I just do the meditations, not the baths.
That's beautiful. Okay. Everyone listen to that. Yeah. And you can also check her out on the TikTok, which she can tell you how she spent her day. But I love her practice because this is something I would do, the meditation and the intention. And then at night, clean out the bath. It's cleansing all the stuff that, you know, like start something new in the morning. That's beautiful. Yeah. Thank you so much, Courtney.
Yeah, and it's really an interest. Oh my God, of course. Yeah. And it's a good way, the way you can remember it is, you know, when they say it, when it's a new moon, that's when you set your intention. And when it's a full moon, that's when you release.
Oh.
And that's your day. In the morning, you set your intention and at night you release.
Oh,
so
I love
it's literally
that.
Like having that full moon cycle, but just within your day.
I love that. I'm going to start practicing that. I'm going to share what happened to your practice with you and see what a change I have made.
Oh, I'm sorry. I lost you real quick.
I definitely want to try that. And I'm going to let you know how that goes. How your practice goes.
Yes. Make it your own. And the thing is, do it in the time frame that works for you. That's what I always like. It doesn't have to be an hour long thing. Do what works for you, because if it feels good and you can get it done in the morning and weave it into your everyday, quote unquote, normal life, you'll continue doing it.
I love that, because that's similar to your company, Urban Mystique, is yep. Have that spirituality incorporated into your day-to-day life. So,
yep.
Perfect. Courtney, thank you so much for taking the time out of your schedule to join us on this episode. And thank you to all the listeners joining, and looking forward to, we should catch up, Courtney, in person.
Yes, absolutely. I would love that.
Thank you. Okay.
Thank you so much for having me.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much, Courtney, for coming to our show today. And again, all the audience, all the wonderful women, human out there, if you want to follow Courtney, please check out her company, The Urban and Mystique UNM. And I'm going to put her social handle on the website on our podcast. So follow her and check it out. And especially with her new project that coming up, the bag, the meditation bag, that's the one I'm going to get. And the one that she mentioned, which I really wanted to look for, forward to and get, is the birthday box. Again, this is your loving host, Evie Jane. Stay tuned for our next episode.